नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोधानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा राम राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानि जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद्स डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद्स डिवाइन ग्रेस शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय कलयुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All grace assembled devotees, all grace assembled devotees, all grace assembled devotees, all grace, all grace, all grace to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. God Purnima Mahamahotsav ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. At the outset, I would like to take the blessings of His Grace Sri Guru Gauranga Prabhu, a dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who is here. His presence is a very big blessing for all of us. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 27, text number 16 and 17. We'll read text number 16 here. Snana alankaram preshtham archayam eva tu uddhava thandile tatva vinyasah vannau agya plutam havihi snanalankaranam preshtham archayameva tuddhava sthandile tatva vinyaso vanha vajya plutam havihi snanalankaranam preshtham archayameva tuddhava sthandile tatva vinyaso vanha vajya plutam havihi snanalankaranam preshtham archayameva tuddhava sthandile tatva vinyaso vanha vajya plutam havihi snanalankaranam preshtham archayameva tuddhava sthandile tatva vinyaso vanha vajya plutam havihi snanalankaranam preshtham archayameva tuddhava sthandile tatva vinyaso manha vajya plutam havihi. Mataji, snanalankaranam preshtham archayameva tuddhava sthandile tatva vinyaso manha vajya plutam havihi snanalankaranam preshtham archayameva tuddhava sthandile tatva vinyaso वह्नाभाज्य प्लुतम् हविः स्नान बेदिंग अलंकरणम् एंड डेकोरेटिंग विथ क्लोदिंग एंड ऑर्नमेंट्स प्रेष्ठम् इज मोस्ट अप्रिशिएटेड अर्चायाम् फॉर द डीटी फॉर्म एव सर्टनली टू एंड उद्धव ओ उद्धव स्थंडिले फॉर द डीटी ड्रॉन अपॉन द ग्राउंड तत्व विन्यास establishing the expansions and potencies of the Lord within the various limbs of the deity, establishing the expansions and potencies of the Lord within the various limbs of the deity by chanting the respective mantras. One now for the sacrificial fire. Ajya in ghee, plutam, drenched, havihi, the oblations of sesame, barley, and so on. The remaining part of the verse I'll just read. Surye chabyarhanam preshtam salile saliladibihi. श्रद्धयोपाहृतं प्रेष्ठं भक्तेन मम वार्यपि ट्रांसलेशन इन वर्शिपिंग द टेंपल डीटी माय डियर उद्धव बेदिंग एंड डेकोरेशन आर द मोस्ट प्लीजिंग ऑफरिंग्स फॉर द डीटी ट्रेस्ड ऑन द सेक्रेट ग्राउंड द प्रोसेस ऑफ तत्व विन्यास इज मोस्ट डियर ऑब्लेशंस ऑफ सिसमी एंड बार्ली सोक्ड इन घी are the preferred offering to the sacrificial fire, whereas worship consisting of upasthana and arghya is preferred for the sun. One should worship me in the form of water by offering water itself. Actually, whatever is offered to me with faith by my devotees, even if only a little water, is most dear to me. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is present everywhere and Vedic culture prescribes various ritualistic methods for worshipping the Lord in His various manifestations. The principal item is a faith and devotion of the worshipper, without which everything else is useless, as the Lord describes in the next verse.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुं निलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप दधा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे।
हरे कृष्ण। इन वर्शिपिंग द टेंपल डीटी माय डियर उद्धव, बेदिंग एंड डेकोरेशन आर द मोस्ट प्लीजिंग ऑफरिंग्स फॉर द डीटी ट्रेस्ड ऑन सेक्रेट ग्राउंड। द प्रोसेस ऑफ तत्व विन्यास इज मोस्ट डियर।
हरे कृष्ण।
सो इन दिस सेक्शन I think starting with the verse that was discussed yesterday, the glories of worshipping the Lord in the form of deities in association, in conjunction with the other limbs of bhakti, the Navavidha bhakti, have been discussed. You cannot separate one limb of the process of devotional service from the others. So they are always discussed in conjunction. It's like one flower in a garland whose beauty is enhanced by the presence of the other flowers. And specifically in the next verse, Krishna is going to emphasize to Uddhava the key element, the sutra that ties all these flowers together, that is bhakti. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachyati तदहम भक्ति उपरितम अश्नामि प्रयतात्मनः। इफ अ डिवोटी ऑफर्स विथ लव एंड डिवोशन, दिस रिपीटेशन ऑफ भक्ति ट्वाइस, अ फ्रूट विच इज इन सिंगुलर, अ फ्लावर विच इज अगेन इन सिंगुलर, पत्रम पुष्पम, अ लीफ इन सिंगुलर, तुलसी लीफ, वन लीफ, तुलसी जलमात्रेण जलेन तुलुकेन वा विक्रीणेते स्व आत्मानं भक्तेभ्यो भक्तवत्सलः। कृष्ण सेज दैट जस्ट ऑफरिंग तुलसी लीफ, डिवोटी इज अ नाइसली अरेंजिंग तुलसी लीव्स फॉर वर्शिप हियर, जस्ट बाय दैट ऑफरिंग कृष्ण सेज विक्रीणीते, आई ऑफर माई सेल्फ, आई सेल माई सेल्फ टू सच अ डिवोटी बिकॉज आई एम भक्तवत्सलः। द रेफरेंस इज ऑफकोर्स टू तुलसी महारानी as well as the devotee who is offering Tulsi Devi. So this way, patram pushpam phalam toyam, water, yome bhaktya prayachyati. Now, in this specific verse, there is also some detail. Bathing and decoration, if there is a deity traced on the sacred ground, the process of tattva vinyasa is most dear. In fact, there is an entire process, the shrauta, part of the Vedas, they talk about the Makha. Makha is basically Yajna Purusha. So the Makha aspect of Vedas give you various details for worshipping the Lord through the process of Yajna. Because Yajna Vaisaha, Yajna is non-different from Krishna. Then there are also many detailed injunctions provided in terms of different forms of deities that you can worship. And there are some hints given here. Oblations of sesame and barley soaked in ghee are the preferred offering to sacrificial fire, whereas worship consisting of upasthan and argya is preferred for the sun. In fact, we know from Brahma Samhita that yak chakshuresha savita sakalak grahanam raja samasta suramurti rashesha tejah, that Suryadev is an eye of the Supreme Lord. So even when we offer many beautiful prayers in Surya Namaskar, we should remember that many of these are actually names even in Vishnu Sahasranamam. Om Suryaya Namaha, Rave Namaha, Adityaya Namaha, Bhaskaraya Namaha. There, many of these are names of Lord Vishnu. So, in fact, the Pandavas, through their Vanavas, one of the things they performed very regularly was worship of Suryadev. Before they set out for the forest, they explained that there were almost 20,000 Snatakas, students who were wanting to go along with the Pandavas into the forest. They said that wherever you are is our Hastinapur. So please let us accompany you. However, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he expresses inability to be able to serve them. In response, they said, no, we will serve you. All of us, 20,000 Snatakas, we will all serve you. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, the right place for you is here in the kingdom. You please be students here. They again made it clear, wherever you are, O Maharaj Yudhishthira, is our Hastinapur. In this way, in the to and fro, Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was so anguished at heart that they are asking about accompanying me and then offering to serve me in the forest. I am supposed to serve them. He was in tears. It is then that he was guided to chant mantras, 108 mantras, different names of Suryadev. Suryadev appeared and offered him the Akshay Patra, offered the Pandavas the Akshay Patra. And this Akshay Patra will help you serve all those who will accompany you through your Vanvas. Not only that, as a bonus, Suryadev also revealed and blessed them how they could very successfully remain incognito in the Agyatvas, the 13th year. So of course, Yudhishthira Maharaj's mood of service was not only thoroughly reciprocated, but he got more than what he asked for. And it's explained that this Akshaya Patra was also a beautiful instrument for the Pandavas reuniting with Krishna in a mood of loving devotion, because it was Lord Krishna who showed that simply by honoring the Shaka that was remnant in the Akshaya Patra, all of Durvasa Muni and Durvasa Muni himself, they were completely satiated. So this way we have, in the scriptures, we have many different examples of how the Supreme Lord can be worshipped in every situation. In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, it's explained, Yavanna jayet paravaresmin Vishveshwari drishtari bhakti yoga stavasthaviyaha purushasya rupam kriyavasane prayatasmareta. The advice is that until one develops transcendental love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is himself transcendental, until then it's advised that one worships the Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa, the Lord, who is manifest in this universe through his multifaceted energies, and worships the Lord at the end of performing one's duties every day. In this way, the advice is that somehow or the other, everyone is engaged in worshipping the Lord. And all the senses are engaged in remembering the Lord and serving the Lord. Now, why are these injunctions there? One is the spirit and the other is the letter. It's explained that shuchi and ruchi, there's always a competition. Right? So even tongue often demands so much, right? So we want very nice palatable food. Right? You go to a restaurant, they often put a board outside the kitchen that you are not allowed inside, because it's meant to cater to your ruchi. So no look at shuchi, right? Shuchi is cleanliness, ruchi is taste. Of course, in the Vishnu Sahasranam, there are names of Lord Vishnu as shuchi as well as ruchi. So in one sense, if you worship the Supreme Lord, you can partake of shuchi as well as ruchi. The beautiful names are there. Upendro Vamana Pramshu Ramoga Shuchi Rurjitaha. That is the name of Lord Vishnu, Shuchi. But that name comes again in a different context. Atindra Samgraha Sargo Dhritatmaniya Moyamaha. And then Asankheyo Prameyatma Vishishta Shishta Krutchuchihi Krutchushihi. That's also Shuchi. Siddhartha Siddha Sankarpa Siddhida Siddhi Sadhanaha. So this way, there are at least two mentions of the word Shuchi as a name of. Shuchi means absolute cleanliness. In one context, it's it's the cleanliness of the heart, and in the other context is the cleanliness of the surroundings that we have arranged for worshipping the Lord. Now, Ruchi is also mentioned in the Vishnu Sahasranamam. Vihayasya gatir jyotihi surujir huta buk vibuhu. And the name of Lord Vishnu is Suruchi. It's not just Ruchi, but Suruchi. Means that Ruchi, Sushtu Ruchi. That Ruchi which is correct Ruchi. It's not just Ruchi, it's Sushtu Ruchi. Correct Ruchi. Ravi Virochana Surya Savita Ravi Lochana. So Shuchi is always given priority over Ruchi. And even if it's Ruchi, it should be Suruchi. The right Ruchi. Because if you maintain cleanliness around yourself, your taste buds will also develop accordingly. Or Madan Gopal Prabhu always gives this nice example, right? He says that Hawaii people get accustomed to eating spicy food. Mirchi nahi hai, to swaad nahi aata. And he says that, well, our taste buds have become so numb that we don't get the taste of dal. We don't get the taste of salt. Unless there is a lot of embellishment using spices, using chilies, the tongue, which has become so numb, cannot be activated. Right? So when our senses get refined, our tastes also get refined. So Shuchi helps us purify our senses. And therefore when Dhruva Maharaj is being advised by Narad Muni, one of the first instructions he gives him is, Tatta tagaccha badram te yamunayah tatam shuchihi punyam madhuvanam yatra sanidhyam nityadahare. Very beautiful verse. He says, Tatta tagaccha badram te. Dhruva Maharaj wanted, he's saying, his only curiosity is, where can I see Lord Vishnu? Tatta tagaccha badram te. Let all auspiciousness be upon you, O Tata, O son, O child. Yamunayaha tatam shuchihi. Go to the banks of river Yamuna, because that's pure. Because wherever there is water flowing, there is purity. Flowing water means purity. And Yamuna is not just flowing water. She is water that has bathed Lord Krishna. She is, in fact, her existence itself is for the pleasure of Krishna. Yamunayaha tatam shuchihi. Punyam madhuvanam. And then one more word, punyam madhuvanam. That is madhuvan there on the banks, which is punya, which is pure, and which has the potency to purify you. Yatra sanidhyam nityada harehe. Harehe sanidhyam. The Lord, Supreme Lord Vishnu, sanidhyam. Sanidhyam, you will get the Lord's association there. You will get to see the Lord there. Now, Dhruva Maharaj was given this beautiful advice. Dhruva Maharaj went there, but of course he didn't go there and demand, oh, where is Lord Vishnu? Sanidhya. Where is the Sanidhya? No, Dhruva Maharaj realized, even if the Sanidhya is there, for me to be able to appreciate the Sanidhya, I need to further purify myself. So, first, every 3 days, only leaves and some fruits. Then every 6 days, was only some leaves. Then every 9 days, only water and then air. I mean, the extent of his tapasya shook the entire universe. So there is sanidhya, but yet you don't take that for granted, because the focus of the devotee is in Shuchi, on purifying myself, creating a pure environment around me, so that I don't get distracted. And so that even when the Lord appears, I'm able to appreciate His presence. So, in this context we can understand these very detailed injunctions that are being provided. It's very interesting that the Vedas, the four Vedas, they were provided to us by the Supreme Lord. He revealed them. Tene Hridaya Kave Adi Kavi. In the Adi Kavi's heart, that is Brahmaji's heart, the Lord revealed the Vedas. Now, it so happened that there are hackers in every age. Right? So, So there were hackers in the form of Madhu and Kaitava. Let's explain that Madhu and Kaitava stole. This is a story from the Shanti Parva of the Mahabharata. Shanti Parva Adhyaya 347, very beautifully narrated. So Madhu and Kaitava were basically Rajas and Tamas. They were the lower modes of nature. They appeared as few dewdrops, and the moment they saw Lord Brahma being blessed by Lord Vishnu with the Vedas, they stole the Vedas and they hid the Vedas deep inside the ocean, the Rasatala. Now Brahmaji was very anxious, because for Brahmaji the Vedas were important not for just his personal consumption, but for Sarga, Visarga, Sthanam, Poshanam, the foundation of everything in creation was the Vedas. So it's explained that Lord Hayagriva, Mahabharata, and it's also of course described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Lord Hayagriva appeared then. So very beautiful description is there. The nakshatras and swarga were the head of this Lord, massive. Haya and Griva. These are the two words that form Hayagriva. Haya means the horse and Griva means the neck. So Lord appeared in the form of a horse neck, neck of a horse. And such massive was his, and such beautiful and all-encompassing was his presence, that his mane resembled the shining rays of the sun. The horse mane, it resembled the shining rays of the sun. The sky and either his ears, the entire earth formed his forehead. The river Ganga and Saraswati, his rare form. The two oceans became his eyes. The evening became his nose. The syllable Omkar was his embellishment. In this way, there's a very detailed description of Hayagriva, almost resonating with the description of Virata Purushan, Purusha Sukta. So Lord Hayagriva went deep into the ocean. But then he employed a trick. What did he do? There he started reciting the Sama Veda, Sama Gana. Now, the Vedas were stolen, but still, he recited them. So much for all the work of Madhu and Kaitava. Sama Gana was continuing. So this made Madhu and Kaitava very curious. Are we hearing Sama Gana? We just stole the Vedas. Who's reciting the Samagana? So out of great curiosity, and with also attracted by the musical notes of the Samagana, the two asuras went around, they just left the Vedas and went around searching for the Samagana, the divine sound. In the meantime, Lord Hayagriva came and rescued the Vedas and brought them back to Lord Brahma, who was in great anxiety. So it said that, it's explained in several Puranas, and it said that in the northeastern part of the great ocean, the Lord established his form as Hayagriva, and today, even now, in northeast Assam, you'll find this beautiful temple of Hayagriva, representing this description in the Itihas and Puranas. Now it's explained that the Asuras, in the meantime, when they went and saw, oh, the Vedas are gone again. And then they saw Lord Vishnu lying in the milk ocean, Shesha. He said, this is the person who has stolen the Vedas. So then they went and challenged the Lord. They implored the Lord to fight. There was a fierce battle between the two, and the Danavas were killed by the Lord. This is also explained in the Mahabharata. Narasimha Vamana Shri Madhusudana, which is the verse? Ramakrishna Hayagriva. The previous verse, right? Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nidra Chadi Uta Jeeva Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Ramakrishna Hayagriva. In this way, the Lord, even in the process of rescuing the stolen Vedas, he enacts pastimes, exhibits his divine appearances, avatars, and through them steals the heart of the devotees. Mm-hmm. So attractive that even in stealing there is beauty. Mm-hmm. And in rescuing there is beauty. Mm-hmm. So, it's explained that when Hayagriva came back, Lord Hayagriva came back to Brahmaji. Now, Brahmaji was very keen to hear from him because Vedas had been stolen. They were rescued back, but nevertheless, even when you get a Srimad Bhagavatam copy from a devotee, you'd like to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Brahmaji, he wanted the association, full out of the association, right? So, it is explained that there are these Pancharatra Shastras, and there's one Pancharatra called the Hayagriva Pancharatra. Higher Shirsha Samhita. It's also called Hayagriva Pancharatra. And in that, it's described that to fulfill Lord Brahmaji's heart, nourish him, Lord Hayagriva started describing the Pancharatra Vidhi. He started giving him many more instructions which were embellishments on the Vedic literature. So this is one understanding of the advent of the Pancharatra. Pancharatra, 5 nights. And of course, the Pancharatra also talk about 5 aspects of any devotional service. Because when we perform devotional service, like I give this hint of Shuchi, the regulations are important so that we protect our consciousness from being swayed, from being distracted. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Indriyanam hi charanam charatam yanmanonu vidiyate tadasya haradya pragyam vayur nava ivambasi. The senses are so strong that even one of them, if you leave them to wander, can actually capsize all the other senses. Just like the boat can be capsized in the ocean when there is vayu. You have to be very careful about the direction of the rudder, the direction of the sail, the older sailboats. So, to give direction to this, there are 5 major, and I'll be reading very briefly from beautiful conversation between Sanatana Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 5 aspects of how to approach the Supreme Lord from the Pancharatra Kividi, Abhigamanam. The first is Abhigamanam. If you want to have darshan of the Supreme Lord, want to worship Him, you need to prepare yourself to approach Him. You need to be there physically, mentally. And it's explained that the Abhigamanam concept is so inclusive that even those who come to, what to speak of those who worship the deity, those who come to witness the worship of the deity are also benefited. Those who are kissing about the Lord, those are not just singing, but who are also preparing the instrument. So, the whole process is so beautiful to the extent that Maharaj Yudhishthir, as a king, he was so Krishna conscious. That is the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a description of how even material nature completely cooperated with him. Nadya Samudra Girayaha Savanaspati Virudaha Phalantyo Shadaya Sarva Kama Manrutu Tasyavai. So it's explained that Nadya, the rivers, the forest, the hills, the vanaspatis, the herbs, all of them, they were perfectly reciprocating. Right? Kamam Bavarsha Parjanya Sarva Kamadu Damahi Shishishusva Vrajan Gavaha Payasodhasvatir Muda. Even the cows were drenching the land with milk. That's the extent of reciprocation. Therefore, in some sense, the entire kingdom of Yudhishthira Maharaj was only preparing for offering for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada used to say that everyone from the word go should be engaged thinking about Krishna. Those who are sowing the seed, the plant, those who are cultivating the crops, those who are actually transporting, those who are cutting, those who are cooking. If everything is done in the process of Krishna consciousness, then there is perfect alignment with the purpose of life. So of course, whether is we see that or not, what is very important is to cherish such ideals. Cherishing ideals is actually as important as trying to realize them. Because even if you don't have these ideals, even if you don't have these inspirations, it's very natural that there will be patan, there will be descent. The only way to ensure that we stay is to actually have these absolutely, you know, awe-inspiring ideals. So, in this way, Maharaj Yudhishthir, everything around him was towards the Abhigamanam, worship of the Supreme Lord. Upadhanam, that's the second aspect. Keeping all the ingredients ready. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, the sixth chapter, Krishna tells Arjuna, Shuchau deshe pradishthapyah sthiram asanam atmanah nati uchitam nati neecham chaila jinakushottaram. Again, the word shuchi comes up there. If you want to do dhyan, if you want to meditate on the Supreme Lord, tatteikagam manakritva, yogam atma vishuddhayet, you should actually meditate on me. Krishna eventually tells Arjuna. To do that, you have to facilitate. You have to ensure that there is all the ingredients are ready. Just like if you want to perform deity worship, all ingredients must be ready. It's not that when you, during the process of deity worship, we are going around here and there. So, that's the second aspect, which is considered very important, upadhanam. The third aspect is yoga. Now, even when one approaches the Supreme Lord, the heart has to be connected. Yuj, yuj dhatu, is from where yoga comes. The heart has to be connected. Tattaikagam manakritva yata chittendriya kriya upavichyasane yunjad yogam atma vishuddhayet. Krishna continues in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Because the process of yoga is to graduate beyond the ritual to the spiritual, to the connection with the Supreme Lord. And therefore, many sankalpas are also taken, even before the process of deity worship. In fact, even before chanting, one can take a sankalpa. I've practically seen how chanting is a miniature form of how the entire day will go about. If you give a free ride to your mind during the morning hours of chanting, then the whole day is a free ride for the mind. Therefore, before any service, sankalpa. Taking a sankalpa. That this service is meant to uplift my consciousness. Let me perform this service in the mood of a humble servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. Let me perform this service in a way that pleases the Supreme Lord. Bhuktaram Yakitapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the ultimate enjoyer. So this way, when one takes sankalpa, one reinforces the process of yoga. Prabhupada writes in that purport, serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. So therefore, the very thought that these senses are meant to be engaged in the service of Krishna itself is so purifying. And then comes the process of ijya, the fourth aspect, ijya. The actual process of worshipping. Now, I'd like to read a little bit from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, conversation between Srila Sanatan Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'll read a bit of the purport. Panchashodasha, panchashodasha, panchashat, upachare archana, panchakala puja arti, krishnera bhojana shayana. So, Sanatan Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this conversation where Lord Chaitanya exposed 61 explanations of the Atma Ram verse. And thereafter, Sanatan Goswami had inquired from Lord Chaitanya that, O Lord, he said, Puna Sanatana kahe yadi dui kare, Prabhu agyadila Vaishnava rasmriti karibare. O Lord, you had earlier ordered me to write a directory about the activities of Vaishnavas. So now you have given 61 explanations of Atmaram verse. It's totally churned my heart with devotion. Now please, can you enlighten me what I should include in this directory? Because I don't think I am capable of understanding. You have ordered me, I have to execute it. So in the process of explaining, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually goes through several elements of what we just discussed, Abhigamana, Upadhan and Yoga, and now he is coming to this very important aspect of Shodasha Upachara, which is part of the deity worship. So he says, Pancha Shodasha Panchashad Upachara Archana Panchakala Pujarti Krishnera Bhojana Shayana, also describe, which means as part of the continuation of the instructions, also describe the deity worship, wherein one should offer food to Krishna at least 5 times daily, and in due time place him on a bed. You should also describe the process for offering aarti and the worship of the Lord according to the list of 5, 16 or 50 ingredients. So there are 5, there is 16, there is 50. Of course, there is also a description of 64 in the purport. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, the 5 ingredients for deity worship are very good scents, very good flowers, incense, a lamp and something edible. Very simple. In fact, it's also explained that the process of deity worship is by which you engage all the panchamahabhut in the service of the Lord. And then Prabhupada continues, as for Shodashopachara, the 16 ingredients, one should first, asana, provide a place for the Lord to sit. Second, ask Krishna to sit down. Third, offer arghya. Now, slightly before that, some scriptures also explain one important aspect of upachara, Shodasha upachara, is dhyanam, prayer. Before you begin all this. And as devotees, we would have probably come across this very important verse. Shri Guru Paramananda Premananda Phalaprada Brajananda Pradhananda Sevayam Mamni Yojaya. Sevayam Mamni Yojaya. O Guru, O Munificent One, actually completely in engaged in service to the Supreme Lord and absorbed in transcendental pastimes, please, sevayam mam niyojaya. Please engage me in this service. So, what we talked about sankalpa, even the process of ijya, you are reminding yourself that actually I am just an instrument. So, this dhyanam is often supposed to precede. Then there is, of course, as there is a place for the Lord to sit. Then there is avahan. You are requesting the Lord to come and sit down. Accept the asana. Even the process of seeing the Lord, the Srimad Bhagavatam gives us details. Ekaika shongani dhyanubhavayet padadiyavad vasitam gadabrata jitam jitam sthanam apohya darayet param param shudhyati dhiryatha yatha. Even the process of avahan and the process of requesting the Lord, process of even having darshan, should be done most respectfully. Therefore, Prabhupada said, worship of Radha Krishna should be done in the mood of worship of Lakshmi Narayan. So that one is very careful not to take the lordships for granted. That specific verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, second chapter, verse number 13, the translation is, the process of meditation should begin from the lotus feet of the Lord and progress to His smiling face. You start with the lotus feet and then progress to His smiling face. The meditation should be concentrated upon the lotus feet, then the calves, then the thighs, and in this way higher and higher. The more the mind becomes fixed upon the different parts of the limbs, one after another, the more the intelligence becomes purified. Because if the mind has to become a friend, then it has to be controlled and made subordinate to the intelligence. Indriyani paranyahur indriyabhya paramanah. That which is subtler should dominate over that which is gross. And Atma is the subtlest, and therefore Atma should ensure that it is, the other senses are subordinate to the Atma. Mind should be subordinate to the intelligence. And how do you do that? So that you don't develop a tendency for enjoying while worshipping the deities. Gradually, let the mind sthitam sthitam dhyanam apohya dharayet param param shuddhadi dhiryatha yatha. And then you start the other aspects of the upachara. You offer arghya. The fourth Prabhupada says, offer water to wash the legs. Fifth Prabhupada says, wash the mouth. Sixth, offer badhuparka. Seventh, offer water for washing the mouth. Eighth, bathe the Lord. Ninth, offer garment. 10, decorate the Lord's body with ornaments. 11, offer sweet scents. 12. Offer flowers with good fragrance like the rose or champaka. 13. Offer incense. 14. Offer a lamp. 15. Give good food. And 16. Offer prayers. Naivedya. And then finally again you offer prayers. So this way Prabhupada says in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, there is a vivid description of what is required in deity worship. Prabhupada continues this very beautiful purport, very detailed, elaborate purport. And Prabhupada says that people are not poor, and if they follow all these principles of deity worship, they'll advance in spiritual life. So the natural tendency is when we have opulences, we fritter them away. When we have money, we fritter it away. Prabhupada in the purport, he hints that we should engage our resources in the service of the deities. Therefore, temple worship was considered very important. So that our Savai Manak Krishna Padaravindayu, Maharaj Ambarish to that extent, Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane, Karo Harer Mandira Marjinadishu, he would himself ensure that the temple is clean by his own hands. Shrutim Chakara Chuta Satkato Satotka. This process of engaging and absorbing in the service of the Lord makes the process of hearing also very relishable. Because the senses are engaged, there is also pratyakshagamamam. There is actual anubhava of the glories of the Lord whom you are serving with your hands. Now the Lord, He is para, He is present everywhere. Let's explain that water is present everywhere. Right? But you need a little bit engagement with the water to be able to experience the water. So therefore, the para manifests itself in the form of the Chaturvyuha, the Supreme Lord, the Chaturvyuha expansion, Vasudev Aniruddha Sankarsha Pradyumna. It's explained that through his expansions, he sustains the entire universe so that we relate to the Lord even more personally. Now the Lord in his para, Maya Tatabhinam Sarvam Jagat Avyakta Murtina, Mastani Sarva Bhutani, Nachaham Teshva Vastita, Nachamastani Bhutani. The Lord, everything rests in him, but the Lord is not contaminated. How do you realize that? So you realize that by actually relating to the personality of the Supreme Lord. That He is Sachidananda Vigraha. Now, in the view of form, just like, you know, water is everywhere, but you may have the cloud. Yet, not everyone can relate to the cloud. So yes, there's rains. Vibhava. Now, Vibhava is how the Lord makes Himself even more accessible. So many different avatars. The second canto, second chapter, this description of so many scheduled incarnations of Supreme Lord. Now it's like the river. The river flows to different places. The same cloud water, the rains, then when they flow in the form of river, more people get association with the river. The Lord, however, doesn't stop there. He says, oh, there is access in the form of river water, yet many people may not go to the river. So the same association that the Lord availed in the form of avataras is also available in the form of antaryami. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha arjuna tishtati. He is present in everyone's heart 24/7 with no interruption. And then, even if that is little difficult for people to appreciate, that matas pratir jnanam apohanam cha, you are getting all these inspiration, great ideas, fantastic reciprocation for what you speak. All this is coming because of me. If that becomes difficult to appreciate, there is vigraha, the fifth form in which the Lord makes Himself accessible. I heard that once Prabhupada, he was giving a lecture. There was a deity, not giving a lecture, sitting and attending a lecture. One of his disciples was speaking about the glories of deity worship. There was just deity welcoming that was taking place. And the devotee said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in the deity. So at the end of the lecture, the devotee asked for any questions. And up went a hand. And that was Prabhupada's hand. Prabhupada asked this question. So you said that the Supreme Lord is present in the deity. In which part of the deity is the Supreme Lord present? That took this devotee completely by surprise. Because it is not that the Supreme Lord is present in the deity. The Vigraha is non-different from the Supreme Lord. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He is Sachidananda Vigraha. So in this way, this beautiful verse, the instruction of Krishna to Uddhava, reinforced with the conversation between Sanatana Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who through Sanatana Goswami espoused to the whole world the simple, achievable, yet pure process of worshipping the Supreme Lord. That will help us reinforce all the other limbs of sadhana bhakti. We can avail this in the verse today, and in the verses that follow, Krishna will further emphasize the spirit behind the letter, the bhakti, the bhav. There are always these two rails. You have these Pancharatra Vidhi, you also have the Bhagavat Vidhi. You follow the rules and regulations. Sarva Vidhi Nishedhyasyu Kintu Etayoreva Kinkarha. They are subordinate to the process of remembering Krishna all the time and chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There's a question or comment? You want to comment? Please. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.